So in today's gospel, the risen Lord appears on the shore. The apostles are out fishing just a 100 yards or so out from the shore. And the interesting thing about this story is they don't recognize Jesus Christ as he's on the shore. They don't know who it is. You know, you'd think the risen Lord would be radiant with light. You'd think everyone would instantly know who it is, but they don't. And it's not until they cast, you know, he tells them to cast the net over and to catch, and they catch this huge catch of fish. That's when they realize that it's the Lord. John the Apostle is the one who figures it out because he sees the same miracle that Christ worked earlier. So he connects the dots to realize it's the Lord. And when they get to the shore, when they're right in front of Jesus, it says in the gospel, no one dared to ask him who he was. Well, shouldn't they know who he was? Well, even when they were right in front of him, he was still veiling his appearance. They couldn't tell who he was by looking at him. And if we look at Christ's first appearance, when he appeared to Mary Magdalene, she thought he was the gardener. She didn't know who he was. Again and again, when the risen Lord appears, he veils his appearance deliberately so that people can't tell who he is just by looking at him. Even his closest followers can't recognize him by sight. Yesterday evening over at St. Mary of the Woods, we had our first communions. We had eight of our second graders make first communion. And what we talked about was the fact that Christ, the risen Christ, veils his appearance. And in the same way he veiled his appearance from the apostles and from Mary Magdalene when he appeared after the resurrection, he does the same thing at Mass. He veils his appearance behind bread and wine. He forces us to make an act of faith and to recognize him not by sight, but through the eyes of faith. And so he's constantly hiding himself behind humble appearances, whether he looks like the gardener or whether he looks like the Eucharist. But he's truly present. The same risen Lord who came gloriously triumphant out of the tomb and appeared to his apostles and appeared to Mary Magdalene in the early church. It's the same Lord who's present in the Eucharist. And it requires us to make an act of faith to do that. But that's what our Lord is asking us to do. The heart and soul of the Catholic Church is the Eucharist because it's the presence of the risen Lord in our midst. And so when we look at the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, you know, the apostles, after they encounter the risen Lord and they receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, they are so on fire with the faith. They have this deep and profound conviction that they don't even care what happens to them. They don't care when they get locked up in prison. They rejoice when they get flogged. That means they got beaten with rods. And they rejoiced. They're like, hey, isn't this awesome? We just suffered for Christ. It's like, how many people would have that response? But there's this tremendous conviction that leads them even to face death and testifying to Christ. And that's the conviction that comes from this encounter with the risen Lord and from the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And each one of us should have that same conviction. You know, we are privileged to be members of the Catholic Church when we can come before the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, and actually receive him inside of us and be strengthened with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We should have that same level of conviction that the apostles had. You know, a lot of times people don't have that level of conviction. Well, why not? Well, sometimes we lack faith. You know, we don't realize who it is that's in our midst and what a privilege it is for us to be in his presence. Or sometimes, perhaps, our love is just a little weak. You know, when Peter realized that it was the Lord standing on the shore, they were 100 yards out. He didn't wait for the boat. He jumped out of the boat. You know, he had a shirt and clothes on and everything. He jumped out and swam as fast as he could to come into the presence of the risen Lord. Do we have that same attitude? When we come to Mass, is it just a chore or something that we do out of habit? We say, Lord, I'm here because you make me be here, or because I come every week, or are we here to encounter the risen Lord who's in our midst? What happens to Peter when he encounters the risen Lord? Well, Peter, if you recall, had denied Christ three times. And so Christ asks him three times, do you love me? To reverse each of the three of the denials. Christ transforms Peter from his denial and from his weakness and builds him up into the first pope, the one who's going to be the faithful shepherd of the church. These encounters with Christ have a profound impact on each individual who comes before him. And so too, if we come before the Lord with faith, an encounter with the risen Lord can transform us on the deepest level. Our lives do not make sense without Jesus Christ. But when we encounter the risen Lord, everything makes sense. For example, why do we exist? Why are we here in this world? Well, we can't come up with an answer to that on our own until we encounter the one who brought us into existence and ask him, why did you bring me here? Why am I here? When we're in the midst of suffering or we undergo struggles, a lot of times we can wonder, why are we going through this? Why is the Lord allowing this to happen? Well, on our own, we don't get an answer. It's only when we stand in the presence of the risen Lord and find him that we find the answer and the strength to keep going. What is our purpose? Where are we going in this world? What is our goal? Without Christ, we have no goal. We have no direction. But he's the one who gives us the ultimate purpose, our destiny. What is the source of true happiness? Where do we find true peace and our mission in life? That comes from an encounter with the risen Lord. It's only in his presence, of the sacramental presence of our Lord in confession and in the Eucharist, that we find healing, as Peter did after he had denied our Lord. And each one of us at times betrays and denies our Lord. And it's here that we find reconciliation. So what a privilege it is for us to be in the presence of the risen Lord. But to deepen our encounter with our Lord, it requires first an act of faith. Second, it requires love. To desire to be in the presence of our Lord just like Peter did. And third, it requires silence. Silent time spent in prayer in the Eucharistic presence of our Lord. And that's something that many Catholics don't do. But it's important for us to speak to him in the silence, because it's only in the silence that we hear him respond. Eucharistic adoration. Coming into church for a little bit of time, just to spend it in the presence of our Lord, we will experience Christ in a much different way than we experience him at Mass. Because at Mass, there is a lot going on. We have the music, we have the prayers that we say in common, all of which are important, but nothing can replace the value of silence. So what a privilege it is for us today and each Sunday to be in the risen presence of our Lord and to receive him in the Eucharist.